My name is Beardward. I'm from Sudan, and I'm going to read the poem My Life. My life is like a wounded soldier in a battlefield, crying out for help, but no help arrives. Looking for a place to hide, but no place for hiding. I am just a fallen victim who falls and get up, even though a terrible war surrounds me. My heart cry, but I do not show my emotion. For a warrior like me, my courage, my strength tell me to encourage the orphans and widows of my country to hold their heads up for better days. My lovely country, where hatred and jealousy create a state of war that made me a refugee and left me with nothing but bad memories. Many years of my life have passed, and I am still nothing but a refugee who had to stand tall on the tough roads of his neighboring countries. My life has changed from walking long distance of the same bleak color. Now it is another journey filled with multicolors, black, white, and colors that my grandmother would not recognize, even if she had not been hit with that bullet. Rest in peace. I missed her. I wish she was here in my life to see me grow. It is bad enough, and yet I don't hate anything. But hatred in my life does go to the reign of terror and those who did not let my grandma live her life to the end. My life is like a wind in an open area, taking good and bad wherever it passes through in lands and corners. My life has stopped in a place where I can walk with a bag of books on my back and a bulldog on my chest, symbolizing Foster High School tradition, while at the same time, another traditional bull in my motherland roar like thunder, trying to call me back to the land where warriors dance and sing song of happiness and drink milk. But I can no longer escape with dreams which lock my doors. Now my dream tell me to find the key for success, education. My life is unbreakable. This cannot be so without protection. Maybe knowledge is guiding me in my life as an angel and as my guardian.